Welcome to our web-based radio show. The title of today's show is The Structure and Behavioral Goals of the DII Floor Time Program. As many of you know, the DII Floor Time Program is an evidence-based, comprehensive, structured program with clear behavioral goals. The behavioral goals of the DII Floor Time Program are to overcome or improve functioning in the areas considered to be core deficits for autistic spectrum disorders and other special needs conditions. Interestingly and importantly, these same areas of functioning also, when occurring in a healthy manner, constitute the foundations for healthy emotional, social, and intellectual functioning. They include such basics as the ability for engagement and reciprocal back and forth interaction, and the meaningful or pragmatic use of ideas in language. We've divided these goals into six clear and measurable behavioral foci, or to use the word again, goals. They have to do with self-regulation and attention, which we call regulation, engagement, the ability to form relationships, two-way reciprocal back and forth interaction, which we call two-way communication, the ability for shared social problem solving, which is the ability to use reciprocal interaction in an ongoing and continuous manner to solve social problems with another person. And this also can be thought of as joint attention and using multiple frames of joint attention in a row. They include the use of ideas in creative and meaningful ways, such as we see in imaginative play or in a child expressing his or her needs. I love you, mommy. Mommy, I want my juice now, and so forth. And they include the ability to connect ideas together logically and causally. Why do you want to go outside, Johnny? Because I want to play, mommy. Or why are you happy or sad? Because so-and-so did this or that. And they also include then the higher levels of thinking that build on this causal thinking, including multi-causal thinking, gray area and comparative thinking, and reflective thinking, where a child can actually reflect on their own feelings and ideas. Now, then these are the clear behavioral goals of the DII Floor Time Program. But to reach these goals, we have the second element of the DIR Floor Time Program, which is the I part, the individual differences. It's well known, and we've documented this many times over now, that children with autism and other special needs conditions, as well as children actually without severe special needs limitations, differ in the way they process information. They have different auditory processing and language use, different capacities for motor planning and sequencing, different ways of responding and reacting to sensations such as touch and sound. So for example, some children with special needs and autism are overreactive to touch or sound. Others are underreactive. Others crave touch and sound. Some are stronger with making sense out of what they see. Others are stronger with memorizing the use of words, but less strong with what they see. Even though both children, if they have autism, often have difficulty with them making sense out of what they hear or see. Now, we've systematized these individual differences into a number of areas: auditory processing and language, visual spatial processing or visual spatial thinking, motor planning and sequencing, in other words, carrying out complex actions, and the capacity to react to or modulate sensations without being overreactive or underreactive and make sense out of the sensory world, including feedback from one's own body and one's own movement patterns. The goals of the DIR floor time program include improving the child's ability to process information in each of these areas just outlined, because improving processing in these areas increases the likelihood of reaching the clear behavioral goals outlined earlier, ranging from engagement to reciprocal interaction to the meaningful use of ideas. Now, there's a third part of the DIR floor time program, which is the R part, standing for relationships. These stand for learning relationships at home, at school, on the playground with where peers are available and adults can facilitate interaction, or through play dates, or through opportunities at school. And the third element of the DIR floor time program involves having these learning relationships pervade all aspects of the child's life, relationships with mother and father, as well as educators and therapists, as well as peers. So there are three components then to the overall structure of the program. The D part, which has to do with these developmental goals I just outlined, from engagement to the meaningful use of ideas. Has to do with the I part, the individual differences, which has to do with the way the child processes information, and the R part, learning relationships, which should pervade all aspects of the child's life. The DIR floor time program is comprehensive in that it involves a team approach, and the team approach involves the elements just outlined. So typically, the team will include the caregivers, mother and father, or helpers who come out and help at home in a home program. Also include therapists, speech pathologists to work on the auditory processing and language, occupational therapists to work on sensory modulation and sensory processing and motor planning and sequencing. Sometimes visual spatial specialists to work on helping the child make sense out of what they see, or visual spatial processing and thinking. And may involve, and usually does involve, educators in a school program or sometimes in a homeschool program to help the child achieve their cognitive and intellectual goals, which builds on these same fundamental milestones. The overall structure of the DIR floor time program also includes biomedical evaluation and appropriate approaches where indicated, based on a comprehensive biomedical evaluation, including evaluation of genetic contributions, metabolic contributions, and physical illnesses that may play a role, such as GI, gastrointestinal difficulties. As a comprehensive program carried out by the team approach, the DIR floor time program emphasizes a number of elements, and these should be highlighted. A critical component is the home program. In the home program, particularly for the preschool or younger child, it could be the infant, toddler, or preschooler, the home program will emphasize interactive relationships to work on the clear behavioral goals outlined earlier. And this will often occur anywhere from 4 to 8 times a day for 20 minutes or more. It will also include a very clear and focused language program outlined in the affect-based language curriculum, the ABLC, where language goals are worked on, but using incidental learning or spontaneous interactions so the child learns to use language in an appropriate manner. This is often orchestrated by the speech pathologist who will monitor the home program and make additional suggestions based on their 1 to 2 to 3 time a week individual speech sessions with the child. It also includes work on motor and sensory functioning, and this will be orchestrated by the occupational therapist, as well as including a series of exercises having to do with running, jumping, spinning, balance, throwing, catching, jumping, and other such activities. These are basically motor skills the child needs to master, and also skills the child needs to master in order to modulate sensations. Again, these will be orchestrated and overseen by the occupational therapist involved in the team, in addition to the individual occupational therapy sessions, which will occur 1 to 3 times a week or more for some children. Just as the interactive relationship component, parens floor time, will occur 4 to 8 times a day for 20 minutes or more, or where there's opportunities for more even additional sessions, and should be carried out by both parents as well as helpers who come into the home. The language component should be carried out for at least 2 to 3 20-minute sessions a day, and the motor and sensory work should be carried out at least 2 to 4 times a day for 20 minutes or more, depending on the child. What's critical in the comprehensive DIR floor time program is that the child receive opportunities to practice their skills and reach their goals every single day for many, many hours a day, as opposed to simply half hour, hour sessions, 2 to 3 or even 4 times a week. It's what occurs on a daily basis, we found, that provides the ingredients for the maximum amount of mastery. Now, the DIR floor time program can be monitored overall by looking at how well the child is mastering each of their core behavioral goals. As indicated earlier, these are involve the core deficits found in autism, but are also the elements that constitute healthy functioning. So on the one hand, the team goals are to overcome the core deficits of autism, but on the other hand, or at least make improvements in those areas, but on the other hand, build healthy foundations for healthy development. It's for this reason that the program is an excellent program for infants and young children, as well as preschools and older children and adolescents and adults, because simultaneously you're overcoming core deficits and working on the foundations of healthy development. In summary, the structure of the DIR floor time program includes clear behavioral goals ranging from attention and engagement always up to high levels of reflective thinking. It involves improving the child's ability to process information through all their senses with a team approach, and involves learning relationships in all facets of the child's life. As indicated, typically this involves a team approach, which includes caregivers and parents, occupational therapists, speech pathologists, educators, and physicians to rule out and implement appropriate biomedical programs. It also includes opportunities for peer interaction and peer play. Now, one further note, we have not gone into detail about what's included in each component of the program, such as what's included in the caregiver's work with the child or educator's work with the child on interactive relationships that help the child master the core deficits and build healthy foundations for development at the same time, i.e., learn to engage, interact, communicate, and think. These are well described in other documents. There's a manual available from our ICDL ICDL website, ICDL.com, on the clinical practice guidelines. There are also two books that describe this program comprehensively, one called The Child with Special Needs and one called Engaging Autism. Now I'd like to turn our attention to the evidence for the DIR floor time program. The evidence should be considered in a number of ways. First, in terms of introduction, in 2001, the National Academy of Sciences issued a report on educating children with autism. And in that report, they listed approximately 10 to 12 programs that they felt were evidence-based or had some evidence behind them. And they included the DIR floor time program as one of the programs cited. These were part of a group of programs considered to be developmental relationship-based programs. They also included ABA discrete trial behavioral programs, considered to be part of a group of programs that were part of the applied behavioral programs. They pointed out two things that are especially important, I think, to underline and emphasize. The first was that there was no definitive evidence behind any program and no comparative studies of the different programs, and that at present, the best was to adapt the program that best suited the child. In other words, each child had a different profile, and the professional team working with the child should figure out how to best work with that child. So the best clinical practice was sometimes to take either elements from different approaches or a comprehensive approach and pull in different elements with different points of emphasis. The DIR floor time program is a comprehensive approach that enables families and professionals to do just this. That you can add elements to the elements I just outlined above as needed for the individual child. Its goal is to tailor the approach to the child, and it does have a strong family and family support element to it. I should also add that often mental health professionals are involved in the DIR floor time program for family support and family work, and also for coaching on the interactive relationships that facilitate the goals of healthy functioning as well as the goal of overcoming the core deficits in autistic spectrum disorders. A second point of introduction worth mentioning is that in looking at evidence and evidence-based programs, there's often an error made in looking at the number of studies done on a program rather than what the studies are show. There are a huge number of studies on discrete trial and ABA type programs. However, the studies show a number of important facts. The most definitive study with a randomly selected assignments and in terms of a control group, and the most comprehensive study done was done by Tristan Smith recently, and he was a colleague of Lobos's who did the original studies of 18 to 20 children. And Smith found only modest educational gains and little or no emotional gains in the children receiving discrete trial approaches for autistic spectrum disorders. Very different from the original claims, although Tristan Smith himself was disappointed and views himself as an advocate of ABA approaches. It's important to note that. Also, a comprehensive review by Shea that was published recently showed that when you look at all the behavioral programs, it's consistent with the Tristan Smith finding of only modest educational gains and less gains in emotional and social areas of functioning than was hoped for by the community. At the same time, there's mounting evidence that developmental and relationship-based approaches are showing enormous potential and mounting evidence for the efficacy of these approaches. The support for these approaches will be listed in a number of studies, and I won't go through them right now, but there are a number of studies that are building and mounting. In addition, if we look at each element in the comprehensive structured DIR floor time program, such as the efforts of working on speech and language, and working on motor and sensory functioning, working on relationship building and peer relationships, there's considerable evidence for the efficacy of working on each of these elements in terms of improving that element of functioning. And these will be listed also, although I'm not going to go through them at present. It's also important to consider that the DIR floor time program and other developmentally based relationship programs focus on the core deficits of autism and autistic spectrum disorders, and reversing these or overcoming these, or at least improving functioning in these areas, and at the same time building foundations for healthy development. The most systematic of these is the DIR floor time program. Other programs tend to focus on particular behavioral targets, such as reducing perseverative behavior or reducing self-stimulatory behavior, but don't emphasize as much building foundations for healthy development, or don't focus as much on the core deficits found in autism. This is an important difference, and this creates another source of evidence for developmental and relationship-based approaches, such as the DIR floor time program, which is that it works on the areas of functioning that are part of the problem and brings and employs the best state-of-the-art knowledge available to these challenges. Programs that work only on specific behaviors may have a role in such a comprehensive program. And can be incorporated into a comprehensive program, but in of themselves, from a broad clinical perspective, do not have the focused goals consistent with the nature of the problem being addressed. So there's a self-evident quality to employing the best strategies available to work on the challenges that have to do with the nature of the disorder itself, as opposed to specific behaviors that may emanate from the disorder. I'll use the example of a child with pneumonia who has a fever. Yes, it may be helpful to use aspirin to get the fever down, but ultimately you want to use antibiotics to deal with the source of the pneumonia. Here too, you want to work for children with autistic spectrum disorders on the core deficits, not simply on the behaviors that may emanate from the core deficits, such as perseveration or self-stimulation. Clinically, it's been found over and over again that when the core deficits are worked on and we have improvement in those areas, we get improvements in all the derivative behaviors that have to do with those core deficits. As we've been considering the evidence for the DI Floor Time program and its goals, it's also important to point out that it's possible to measure the degree to which a program is achieving these clear, defined goals of regulation and attention, engagement, two-way reciprocal interaction, shared social problem solving or joint attention, the meaningful and pragmatic use of ideas, and logical thinking and higher levels of thinking. These can be measured using the social-emotional questionnaire, which is part of the social-emotional growth chart. And this questionnaire, which can be filled out by parents, has been standardized in a large normative population. And importantly, and is available through Psychological Corporation of America, which is part of Hardcore Assessment Incorporated. The important point to emphasize here, too, is that this questionnaire can be used for early identification purposes or identification purposes at any age, up to age 3 to 4, and has been shown to have a high degree of specificity and selectivity, both over 90% for autistic spectrum disorders. In addition, the goals of the DAR Floor Time program can be measured using the Functional Emotional Assessment Scale, which is based on direct clinical observation or analysis of videotapes. And this is referenced in our book on the Functional Emotional Assessment Scale. There are also a number of other questionnaires for the Social Emotional Questionnaire for school-age children and for older children and adults that can be utilized as a systematic clinical instrument for looking at how well a child is achieving their goals. So there are a number of very structured approaches that can be used directly through observation of the child or through asking parents or educators who know the child well to fill out a questionnaire. And the Functional Emotional Assessment Scale itself, when applied through videotape analysis or direct clinical observation, has been shown to be reliable and valid, as has the Social Emotional Growth Chart. In addition, for documentation of improvements in each of the areas of processing information, auditory processing and language, motor planning and sequencing, and the other areas of processing, each of the professionals working with the child has at their disposal a number of structured instruments that can be used to assess progress. Therefore, the program, in summary, is a comprehensive structured program with clear behavioral goals. The goals most positive feature is that it has to do with the core deficits of autism and related special needs conditions, and reversing these or overcoming these, or at least improving functioning in these, as well as building the foundations for healthy development. This is what makes developmental and relationship-based approaches unique. There's considerable evidence mounting for these approaches, and they must be considered as part of the options parents have available for their children. It's also important to note that in the DIR floor time program, the approach is tailored to the child, has a large family component. Also, it's been shown through the PLAY project in Michigan that it can be implemented at relatively low cost. Furthermore, elements that work on particular behaviors, including elements from discrete trial approaches, can be incorporated into the program as part of the comprehensive approach, but it's part of a larger approach that works on, as I mentioned before, overcoming the core deficits. Now, some of you may be wondering why we're having a show focusing on this particular topic right now, when we've been talking about the DIR Floor Time program for some time now on prior radio shows, and also when we've written a number of manuals and books on the approach. The reason for bringing this together in this particular program is that a number of states are now beginning to support programs for children with autistic spectrum disorders in particular, and I'm hoping that we see a movement towards supporting programs for all children with special needs with greater and greater breadth and scope, as well as supporting programs for all children to facilitate healthy development, because all parents can use guidance. None of us are perfectly knowledgeable. The greater support we're seeing in many states now is based on, and appropriately so, on the state's desire to have very organized, clearly defined programs available that can assist children. And therefore, it's important to demonstrate that the DIR Floor Time program is a comprehensive structured program with clear and measurable goals. It has evidence behind it and is an evidence-based approach. It can be used with children from infancy up through the preschool years, always up through the grade school years, into adolescence, and even used for adults. Obviously, the elements are adapted to the age of the individual and their interests. And the details of the program, how to implement each element of the program, are gone into in great depth in the publications listed earlier. Thank you for joining us today and for being a part of listening to this important discussion.